Welcome to Coffee and Cree with Relic and today's special guest. Coffee and Cree on 89.3 The Raven.
Coffee and Cree is brought to you by the University of Alberta,
supporting Indigenous language revitalization.
To learn more about the U of A, visit ualberta.ca.
Coffee and Cree.
Mio kiksipayo one in skak tanse gakyoyak and welcome tatawao to Coffee and Creepy Gate Wapoy Egwa Nihiwe Win right here on the Wind Speaker Radio Network, where I bring you a special guest every single Sunday morning to learn some Cree language in a fun way. Today's guest really needs no introduction. A huge language mentor of mine. He's been around for a while, teaching at various schools, also does some of our voice work here at Wind Speaker Radio. Tansi, and welcome to Wayne Jackson.
Aho, Tansi.
First off, let's get some background. Let us know a little bit about where you've taught Nihiwe Win Win.
University of Helatine, the arts and story magna, two calls, you go, metatata ski, mamma, and that's scan. So I initially learned my language at home.
Yeah, I caught that from mm-hmm. from your late mom, right?
My late mother was the one that taught the language and just the community of speakers, and never went to school formally.
Yeah.
And so I was actually working at a place called the Little Red Store, which is now called the town of Ashmont.
Oh, wow.
We were bused there. We were bused there to learn to go to school off the reserve. And it was a lot of them from the two communities, Goodfish and Saddle Lake.
Mm.
And we never had an opportunity to learn our language, even though at one point it was presented, but we lost out. We never had our opportunity. So in 1996, when I worked there, I was given the opportunity by my boss, and I thought about that time we had the opportunity and we missed it. So I said, "Well, let's do that. I'll teach." Even though I didn't have a degree, I didn't have any teaching background whatsoever. So I thought about that, and I said, "These guys can't miss out. Let's do it." So ever since then, 1996 till now, there's.
I was gonna say, "Don't speak animal." That was 96. So yeah. In the 90s. So you've been, you know, revitalizing the language for mm-hmm. a long time, mm-hmm. right? And of course, teaching at University of Blue Quills. Mm-hmm. You've done some work. I heard the word Otenak in there, so somewhere in the city. Yeah. You've done some work here in the city. Uh-huh. You also have done a bit of an immersion program here in the city, right?
Yep.
All right, so today we're going to keep the theme, and we decided that we're going to talk about words at work. So these are words that you guys can use throughout your day at work, no matter whether you're working construction or you're working in the office and whatnot. So for starters, Dante, just the word for work in itself.
Okay, so the word work itself can be used, like we have four different classifications of verbs in Nihiyawin. Mm. So I like to call the first one inanimate intransitive verbs.
Okay.
Those are things that can do it, like an action or description or colors or even seasons or weather. So those are I verbs. So the word there would be atoskimagan.
Atoskimagan.
It works. Or atoskimaga.
It works.
It works.
Something is working.
Yeah. And that's singular. It could be plural. It could be
okay.
Those things. Mm-hmm. And then you have the second type of verb. I call those the simple verb. Those are the AI verbs.
Okay.
Animate intransitive. So atoski would be the root verb.
Atoski, I work.
Well, it's just
work.
To work. Atoski is just to work. So on the app, on any app or any dictionary, you'll see it's usually in third person.
Mm.
Atoski, he or she works.
Okay, so that's whenever we look up the word on, whether it's a Tweewin or Orange Dictionary, all these different dictionaries, they always put it in the third person form. So atoski or atoski is he or she, that person is working.
Yep.
Right?
But if I am working, then I have to put that N prefix on it and then an N
with
the T joiner, right?
T joiner.
Because we have the I and the A next to each other. So now we have Nita Doskin.
No, AI verbs, independent mode.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are wondering if they're going to get lost here. Independent mode, Ntatoskan.
Ntatoskan.
So first and second persons, you drop that E and add a long A.
Okay, Ntatoskan.
Ntatoskan, Ketatoskan.
Ketatoskan, you are working.
Ntatoskanan, we are working, but not
and
you.
And we, yeah.
Ketatoskano, we are working, all of us.
And yes.
Ketatoskana, wow, you guys are working.
So we talk about all those suffixes and those, there's a word for those.
I just call them suffixes.
Yeah, suffixes and prefixes and suffixes, yeah, right? Yeah. The Ntatoskan. So for a VAI, we are always, when we have that long E, it's always going to change to that long A.
And first and second person only.
In first and second person.
Third person is like Atoskiwag. And then there's that fourth special person that is not, does not exist in English.
Okay.
Atoskiwag, John's son is working.
Yeah, that's the fourth person, right? We haven't really touched that too much on this show yet, of the obviate and the fourth person, because Nehewewin is a language that incorporates that.
Yeah.
So now if something is say difficult at work, it is hard work. Mm-hmm. What is the Nehewewin word for something that is difficult?
Ayaman.
Ayaman.
Ayaman. Ayaman.
Ayaman.
Is the actual way to write it, A-Y-I-M-N-A. M-A-N, sorry.
So we could say, Ayaman Atoske.
Ayaman Atoske win.
Ayaman, because now we're kind of using it.
Now you're changing it to a noun. So you're adding that win.
Okay.
Anything usually with a win, not always, but usually with a win, changes from a verb to a noun.
Okay, so that's just hard work.
Ayaman
Atoske win.
Sugatoske win, Ayaman Atoske win.
Okay.
The work is difficult. So what you're saying, Ayaman Atoske win, Sugatoske win is difficult. It's hard work.
Aho, talking with Wayne Jackson today about some work words. Now, what if something is easy?
So you'd probably use the verb, not your description. What kind of verb it is, or what? Weetasin, weetasin.
Weetasin.
It's easy. It's not very hard. It's not difficult.
Weetasin.
Weetasin.
And in the Cree language, we have what we call minimal pairs, which is basically something that could be a totally different word but sounds similar. Because when I hear that word, it's very similar to wegasin, which is when something tastes good, right?
It's usually to when new learners, they don't differentiate that C. That C in our word is tse.
Yeah.
So they'll enunciate it as a K, wegasin.
Which is something tasting good, right?
That's right.
Also, again, we would say wegasin atoskewin.
We just send a toss,
yeah. Yeah, so
work, works easy.
Yeah, so it's easy work. Talking with Wayne Jackson today about some work words here on the Windspeaker Radio Network for Coffee and Cree. We will be right back after the break with more Pigate Wapoy Egwa.
Nehewewin.
Coffee and Cree.
Ooh, I'm so smart.